Welcome to Metro and Gordon Do the Internet. Just two guys talking about life, love, and the home row keys. Now broadcasting live from a URL near you, here's my son and his friend.
Oh, why hello there. Welcome to Metro and Gordon Do the Internet. My name is Metro, along with my good friend Gordon.
Hello, Metro. Hello, Metro's dad.
This is episode number 4, and lots of stuff in store for you, including a bunch of movies you've never heard of nominated for an award. M. William Phelps, who is a host of this show called Dark Minds, which is on Investigation Discovery. And I guess he teams up with a serial killer to help solve some cold cases.
Yeah, an actual serial killer that's in jail for life.
I'm excited about this because I've always thought, you know, there's people in our everyday lives that we look at and we think, hey, you know, they might just be a serial killer. They act kind of weird. Like you, for instance.
What?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, you wore that same hat for like 3 years and I was like, there's something a little off about that guy. Why doesn't he buy another hat? That's kind of strange. You know, little tip off things. And I'd like to learn what exactly are the things I should be looking for when it comes to serial killers.
Interesting. Okay.
Plus, take a look at what the kids are doing on Twitter, and we'll get our Facebook friend sponsor as well. But first, how are you today, sir?
I woke up with a cold, so you're going to get a lot of today.
Nice.
But other than that, I'm all right.
I love a little phlegm on the podcast.
Hey, let me ask you this real quick.
Yes.
We'll get disgusting for 1 second. What is your feelings on just like sucking snot in and swallowing it?
Oh. Really? That's your question? What do you mean sucking it in and swallowing it? Like going...
Well, here, around these parts, meaning my house, my wife finds that totally disgusting. And I agree, it's disgusting, but I've just always done it. She refuses to do it. You know, like if you're in a weird situation and you got like a runny nose or something and you can't exactly grab a tissue or something, you know, and you just go real quick, you know, like sucking it in.
Yeah.
Like she, that is the most vile thing to her. And I've never thought twice about it. And maybe I'm disgusting, but... I just wanted to ask a fellow dude.
Well, look, I mean, it's vile when you describe it like that, sucking snot and swallowing it. It's sniffing. That's why they call it the sniffles, because people go like that.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yes, lead with that.
That's what I meant.
From now on, call it sniffles.
Sucking snot and swallowing it is far more descriptive.
Yeah, real men. Real men suck their snot and swallow it. Girls like
okay.
Just sniffle.
Okay, lady, how do you feel about the sniffles?
I'm fine with sniffles. I think they're adorable. I got to tell you, I'm completely out of sorts this morning. You know how one little thing can kind of throw off your whole day?
Totally.
I called to book a haircut. I feel like I'm in desperate need of a haircut. And
okay. This is
for real. This just happened. And I called and asked if she was available to do a haircut tomorrow. And they said, actually, and I'll leave her name out. Actually, she's left. Her last day was on Saturday. She's off to pursue a film career.
What?
Yeah. So the girl that cuts my hair is no longer cutting hair because she's off pursuing a film career.
Yeah, time out. What are you supposed to do now?
That's what I'm saying. You know, send out an email or something. Like, that's such a tough thing. Like, finding the right person to cut your hair is a big deal. And believe me, I went through it before where you just go. And when I lived in Jersey, I used to just go to the haircuttery and play what I called haircut roulette, which is where you just... You walk in.
You go
in,
and take the first available.
Yeah. They said, well, do you have a particular stylist in mind, or would you like the first available? And I go, first available.
I don't want to be in this haircuttery all that long.
Yeah, you know that there's like 3 of them that are bad, that will make your sideburns reverse and do all kinds of weird stuff to you. But you take that chance, hence haircut roulette.
How do you like your neck? Low or high?
So when I moved to the city, I was like, hey, you know, I should finally... find somebody that's good at cutting my hair, and I did, and it was a glorious relationship for about 3 years. And now she's an extra in some M. Night Shyamalan movie, and all of a sudden I don't have anyone to cut my hair anymore.
Clearly she wasn't all that good at cutting hair because she had no motivation to stick with it.
No, so she was really good, but apparently film beckons and she has to go. Oh man, so what am I gonna do? Like, I have no idea what to do.
We'll start the process, and that starts with putting an ad on Craigslist.
Yes, looking for someone to cut my hair.
Yeah.
Must not have worked at hair cuttery before.
Do you know so-and-so? Can you cut hair like her?
Do you have, like, a particular person that goes and cut? Like, do you have one person that cuts your hair?
Two people, actually. One in Philly, one in Jersey.
Oh.
Because there's a place down the street from me here that is, I don't even know what it is. It might even be a haircuttery. And if you're not very specific, they will give you that Philly fade sort of thing. Like, they just think all guys want that stupid haircut.
Yep.
And so you got to be very specific with them, because otherwise you walk out like you were, you know, dipped in a vat of Jersey. But I found there's a guy there of all, like, it's just all these women and then this young guy. And he like brings all his like tools, and he's got all these like different like razor tool. I don't even know what it is. It's very manly, to be honest. And he's very good. So I always, his name is Steve. I always go for Steve. Or if I'm in, Philly, there's a place I go to, and there's like three people in that one that, I will take. Otherwise I will happily wait at this point.
Now, do they know about each other? Do they know that there's another stylist that you're seeing on the side?
Like in a different state? No.
Like, because that's a thing. Like, if you've ever gone, like, I know, look, this is a relationship that I fostered and I cared about for the past 3 years. And when you go and you get a haircut someplace else and they notice, they're like, hey, you haven't been here for a while, but it looks like your hair is kind of short. There's a tinge of jealousy that happens with that because you're their client.
Yeah, because they always ask you, like, how long since your last haircut? And, you know, they have records of when you were there, so you can't exactly lie to them. Although, I'm very honest with the people in Jersey for some reason, but the people in Philly, I spent many years, because I lived in Philly, you know, for my entire time out here on the East Coast, and except now when I live in Jersey, but I spent that entire time just lying to their faces during small talk. Like, I got so much excitement about going to get my hair cut, because when the small talk started, I would just start lying about things that were going on with me, or my job, or things like that. So we're not all that close, because everything's been fictional with them.
I share a similar experience in that when I went to the haircuttery over in Jersey, I would do the same thing, because the fun part, and this was part of the reason for playing haircut roulette, the fun side of it is when you get a new person to cut your hair every time, you get to be someone different every time.
Exactly,
so,
yes.
So I would always have a different job. I'd be building playgrounds for underprivileged youths, and then I would be a stock trader, and I just happened to be passing through town. And
right. The thing is, though, when it came back to, this goes back to our first point, is finding that person that you like, I had to, when I would start preferring one over the other, I would have to remember what angle I took with them in the past. Was I an undercover cop? Was I a mailman? Did I stack boxes at UPS?
Well, this is tough. This is like a breakup, and I really don't know where to turn. And, you know, it's a lot of nerve. When I have a life going on and I need a haircut to just pick up and change your life.
You should go see my girl Ashley down on South Street.
I just might have to.
Though, 9 times out of 10, no joke, is hungover and smells like booze.
Nice. Okay.
Super low cut shirts, too. I'll throw that out there.
All right. Well, let me write this to Ashley. South Philly, low-cut shirt. Got it.
Haircuts are terrible. Experience is awesome.
This is Metro and Gordon Do the Internet.
And now, here's what dubstep would sound like. A cappella.
Do, 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 do,
those crazy kids on their YouTube. Now back to Metro and Gordon.
We're loyal, like brothers, just us versus all the others. You the one for, you the one for me.
I've been spending quite a bit of time lately on Twitter. Not necessarily tweeting, but observing Twitter.
I observe more than I participate, that's for sure.
Yeah, because I definitely have that thought, and I know I shouldn't, but I definitely have that thought where I go, well, that's not as funny on the actual Twitter as it is in my head. I should probably not post that. And that happens a lot. But the good thing about Twitter is, for other people, that filter doesn't happen.
Most people, that filter doesn't happen.
Actually, two things that I learned this week. Number one, I learned what SMH means.
Wait, I know what that is. At first, I thought it was like a hipster sort of like, meh, like a smh. like people just, you know, another way to be completely indifferent to what's going on in the world.
Right, but do you know?
No, but it's not. It means something else, right?
Yes. Do you know what it means? I'm doing it right now to you.
Shaking my head.
That's right, shaking my head. SMH.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing I've learned is that kids are dumb. Like, really dumb, because most of them... Because that's really the majority that posts on Twitter, especially when it comes to things that are trending. That's why I wanted to take a look at some of the trending tweets right now.
Oh, okay.
For instance, you the type is trending right now.
Interesting.
If that doesn't tell you you're dumb right away when you're grammatically incorrect, even in your trend, then you have a problem.
Care to share an example?
I Deep Love says, you the type... I'd be thinking about the first thing in the morning and last thing when I go to sleep. Aw.
That's trending?
Yes. Also, you the type that do it just because everybody else doing it. Not everybody. Everybody, which is spelled E-R-R-B-O-D-Y.
Everybody and this bitch getting tipsy.
That's... Wow. Also, you the type... that I do anything for. That one's adorable. That's from Natalie Johanna. The best one of the bunch, though, is you the type that doesn't understand how to use a verb.
Yes.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
Wouldn't it be awesome if the way that these worked is if somebody like sent like the ultimate tweet for that trend, then it shut it down. Like, so there was somebody that decided, like, yep, that one wins. Let's move on.
Yeah, like you beat the boss and you advance to the next level.
Right. There should be a way to shut it down with awesome.
I agree. That's all, yeah, we should award a blue ribbon and then move on to the next trending topic.
All right, what is the next one?
I used to think, and actually the cool thing about Twitter now is they tell you like the ones that are top tweets. And there's actually some celebrities that have weighed in on this. Wiz Khalifa, do you know who that is?
I do, yeah.
He's a black and yellow.
Sure.
Which around my apartment, quick side story, we'd say turkey sandwich. I don't know how that started, but that's still a thing. Anyway.
I was once in the presence of Mike Tyson as he was singing Black and Yellow.
Were you really? How did that happen?
Yeah. My friend Kevin used to host a TV show, and I went to see it, and Mike Tyson was there. He was the guest, and in between, like during commercial breaks, they would play music for the crowd, and as they were coming back for another segment with Mike Tyson, they had been playing the Black and Yellow song, and he wouldn't stop. Like that was like his first words into that break was him singing Black and Yellow, and it's one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Well, Wiz Khalifa tends to tug on the heartstrings here. He says, "I used to think we would be together forever, but sometimes people grow apart. Just got to stay strong and move on."
That seemed like a lot of words for a tweet.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's a top tweet, so I think they give you a couple extra characters.
Wow.
Another top tweet is actually from Will Ferrell.
Okay.
He says, when I was a little kid, I used to think the moon followed our car everywhere. I used to think that, too.
Yeah, I think I did, too.
Yeah. So lots of things trending on Twitter right now, most of them dumb and most of them from stupid kids, but you can check that all out on Twitter.
Remember when kids used to hang out at, like, parks and play hide-and-go-seek and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they don't anymore. They tweet.
With that under our belts, let's take a look at the news from around the internet this week and go to the internet news desk with Gordon.
Ooh, lots of stuff going on here. And we are just going to keep it to our minimum stories here. We could have gone in many directions. But we'll start with the Academy Awards. The nominees have been announced, Metro.
Oh, how excited are you?
Not very, because it's the same movies over and over and over in every category.
Yeah, I'm going to invite my gay friends over and we're going to have a big party.
Oh.
I gotta get some gay friends first, but after I do that, then we are having an Oscar party.
Hugo received 11 nominations for the upcoming 84th Annual Academy Awards. The
okay.
Artist.
Hugo, that's the Martin Scorsese one, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
The Artist followed close behind with 10 nods.
Okay.
The Oscars will be presented on Sunday, February 26th at the Kodak Theater on ABC at 7 o'clock. The show will be televised in more than 225 countries worldwide, all thinking the same thing. Why the same movies in every category?
Yes. Yeah, and it will only be important in like three of those countries. Because Uganda doesn't give a crap if the Artist wins Best Picture.
So true. Best Picture, well, let's go to the Best Picture. The nominees are The Artist, The Descendants, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, which looks very sad, The Help, Hugo, Midnight in Paris, Moneyball, The Tree of Life, and War Horse.
Yeah, how many of them have you seen?
One, The Descendants.
Okay. Did you like it?
And my wife read The Help.
Okay, yes. My girlfriend rented The Help as well.
The Descendants is awesome. and very deserving of that of those nominations, but I don't really know compared to the other ones.
I saw Moneyball, which was good, but I don't think it's like a best picture. And I saw Midnight in Paris, which is actually really well done, and would be okay with that being a best picture.
Yeah, that does look good. We've had intentions of seeing that.
You should. Very good.
Let me take a shot at some of these names for the best actor in a leading role. Damien Bashir in A Better Life.
Okay.
George Clooney in The Descendants. Jean Dujardin in The Artist. I think he won the Golden Globe, I think.
He played for the Flyers a couple seasons, too, I think.
Yeah. Gary Oldman in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Uh-huh.
And Brad Pitt in Moneyball. Do you think Brad Pitt was Oscar-deserving in Moneyball?
No, not really. I mean, he just played... Like, that's the thing. I think when you win a best actor, like, you got to do something different. Like, you can't just play a guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, usually those best actors or best actresses go to, she played this woman with Down syndrome and did it amazingly, or he played this paraplegic and did an amazing job. But when you're just, he played a guy who managed a baseball team and was very believable.
And this isn't a slam against Brad Pitt, because I like Brad Pitt, but Brad Pitt tends to play Brad Pitt in a lot of movies.
Yes, thank you very much. He's trying to fall into that Nicolas Cage category, just a little bit classier.
Supporting role, best actor in a supporting role, Kenneth Branagh. God, I don't know any of these names. In My Week with Marilyn.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah Hill in Moneyball. Nick Nolte in The Warrior. Christopher Plummer in Beginners. And Max von Sydow in Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. I think that's the kid.
How great would it be to see Nick Nolte win the award and come up there in that Hawaiian shirt and the crazy hair, like in his mud shot?
Have you seen Nick Nolte recently?
No.
He looks like a pumped, like, just mean-ass old man.
Really?
Yeah. I forget what movie I just saw him in, but he's like a badass, like somebody you would never want to screw with. I would screw with Nick Nolte in the mugshot. I would not screw with now older Nick Nolte.
Am I the only one that thinks that him and Gary Busey could be like stunt doubles for each other? Is it because they're both crazy? Is that why I make that connection?
Yeah. I mean, if you put them in a room together, all they would do is just chase each other in a circle.
Right.
Oh, I included this because I knew you would like this. Up for best original song for a movie, Man or Muppet from the Muppets movie.
Awesome. By far the best song from a movie I've heard in like 5 years.
It has a 50-50 shot at winning because there's only two nominations, that song or Real in Rio from Rio.
Now get out of here. Come on.
I think there's a good chance that the Muppets are going to go home with that.
I would love to see Kermit the Frog and Nick Nolte be involved in the same segment in some way.
Chris Brown says, I'm not back with Rihanna.
Chris Brown said that?
Yes.
Why is Chris Brown the one that's, that's saying he's not back with Rihanna? Wouldn't Rihanna be the one that's like, hell no, I'm not back with that guy. He beat my ass.
Chris Brown and Rihanna are not back together despite rampant rumors to the contrary. Breezy's rep has told TMZ. Chris and Rihanna were spotted out at the same West Hollywood nightclub on Sunday night, but they left separately, but there was lots of speculation that the two had gotten back together, even though that they had left separately. I don't know how that got there. But it's not true, according to Chris's rep. The singer was with his actual girlfriend last night.
Chris Brown, is he the same one that threw the chair through a window? Didn't he do that on, like, Good Morning America?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that was the thing. Like, he was pissed at Good Morning America, and he threw a chair through the glass window, and it was, like, a big deal. It shattered the window.
Have you seen the cover of the Look at Me Now song?
No.
By that man and woman?
No. Why have you seen that cover?
Oh, because it's incredible, and this is a bad example. It's not really helping my case, but Ellen had them on, and they did it on Ellen. But that's... I prefer their version of that song to his version, him and Busta Rhymes.
Oh, okay.
Remind me, have the Grammys happened yet?
Actually, no. The Grammys happened before the Oscars, so I think it goes, here's your weekend calendar for the next couple of weeks. You have Super Bowl, then you have, I think, Grammys the next weekend, and then I think you have Oscars either the weekend after that or in 2 weeks.
And I bring it up because now at the Grammys, there's a new category for, like, viral videos.
Really?
Like, artists that do that sort of thing. And, God, I can't think of their name right now. But the group, it's a guy and a girl that do these covers, got nominated for that song for a Grammy.
That's amazing. So you, just from being on a YouTube video, they are nominated for a Grammy?
Yes.
Huh. all these suckers that are actually spending time in a recording studio and putting together an album.
Yep.
What is Kanye West going to do when a YouTube star wins a Grammy and he doesn't?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that Chris Brown song is going to win a Grammy.
No. Wow, that's amazing.
Do you sell things online? Have you ever sold anything online? eBay, Amazon, or anything like that?
I've done Craigslist. I helped my girlfriend sell her car online.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Well, the IRS has created a new 1099-K form as a way to keep closer tabs on those who sell items online. And 2011, the tax year, as you prepare taxes from last year, is going to be the first year that that applies. Meaning you got to pay taxes on things you sell online now. You got to report it as income.
Oh, that's a
first
bummer.
You'll receive a 1099-K form from Amazon, PayPal, or other services that you participated in if you've done 200 transactions adding up to $20,000. So I think you're safe. But if you don't receive a 1099-K because you sell less frequently, this is your category, you still have to report your income.
Oh,
so
wow.
Make sure you let H&R Block know.
You still have to tell them, hey, look, I sold a car for this much money.
Yep, and then you have to account for that as income that you didn't pay taxes on.
Oh, that's awful. How gross is that?
But I can't believe that it's now that they're figuring that out.
Right. So this internet thing's getting pretty big. Maybe we should regulate it.
I feel like I sold things on eBay in high school.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's been going on a long time.
Hey, let me get your take on something. There was a whole story about eBay this week because they were selling the Joe Paterno Memorial tickets on eBay, Penn State got pissed, and they're like, no, you can't do that. Like, this is a very important thing. Like, we can't sell them on eBay. What's your take on that?
My take is that if you are low enough or shady enough to actually buy a ticket to a memorial that someone's selling online, then I have no problem, or I guess I can't have a problem with the person that's also selling it online. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I mean,
think it's terrible. That's so stupid. And I understand. And I applaud eBay for taking a stand and not just being like, well, you could sell anything. If you have the balls to buy something like that, if you're okay with buying something like that, you have to be okay with somebody selling something like that.
Yeah, but look, I mean, at the end of the day, kind of a compliment to Joe Paterno that people would actually pay money to go see his memorial.
Well, people have been paying money to see him his whole career.
Right. So why not one more?
Are you familiar with the Konami code?
Is it up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, A, B, start?
Yes. Select start if you want to get multiple players involved.
Yes, that's true.
Back in the NES days, there were really subtle levels of game difficulty. You could never really pick, you know, easy or hard or something like that. It was either so easy a cat could beat it by sitting on the controller, or let's just add so many things flying at you, it takes nearly impossible level of reflexes to complete.
Mm-hmm.
So when Konami came out with Gradius, which apparently is a game, the developers realized that they had made the game so difficult that they themselves couldn't test it all the way through, so they had to create a code that would help them get through it to find bugs. So that is where the Konami code was born, because developers couldn't beat their own games.
Yeah, who hasn't played Contra and used the code? I mean, you can't. You can't get through that
game.
Yeah,
no, I don't play without it.
Yeah. Why would you? Which tells us a lot about our society. Is you could play this game normal, or we could make you cheat, and everyone's just like, oh yeah, cheat. I'm in. Let's do that.
For me, that's where the term unlimited guys was born.
Yes. And then it got twisted into so many different ways.
Yeah. Then I got twisted into, like, I'm just going out with my guys, and we're taking our shirts off, and we're going to go sit in this bath together. And finally, Facebook now is forcing you to use your timeline. It used to be a decision. Now it is Facebook.
Yeah.
The timeline becomes mandatory this week. Facebook is the virtual home to more than 800 million active users, so every time they change how the network operates, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And nothing could be bigger for the social hotspot than completely revamping everyone's front-facing profile page. That is exactly what is happening today. The new timeline feature that up until now has been an option is now mandatory.
Yeah, and people hate it.
I don't. It's fine. I guess I don't get the point, but
yeah, my problem with it is it feels buggy. Like, it takes forever to scroll through anything because there's so much media that's loading.
Yeah, I think everybody's thing is that, like, everything is brought front and center now. Even, you know, your past Facebook messages and probably things you're not very proud of, or, you know, drunken posts or stuff when you had a different girlfriend or boyfriend or things like that. And my take on it is that you told me about Timeline a long time ago when they were testing it. So I switched over a long time ago, and you were telling me how cool it is, you know, to go back and look at everything for yourself, but you were worried that there might be some things on there. I tried doing that. I tried going, like, scrolling back, and it just took so long.
Yes, it's a process.
To load everything that I stopped. So if somebody's going to take that long to look at your old stuff, you got a psycho in your life anyway.
There's definitely a process. Give yourself, and I think they give you like a week to try it out before you debut it to everybody.
You could scrub it for sure.
Yeah, so you should definitely go through and look at everything to make sure that everything you want out there is cool. I went and searched through mine for that reason and thought, oh, maybe there's like old girlfriend stuff. But it's all about, hey, I ate a loaf of bacon today. That was one of them.
I remember that. Yeah, it was meat wrapped in bacon. I don't know.
Yeah, see, like those are the things that I've posted about over the past 3 years. Like I thought it'd be like old affectionate stuff towards a girlfriend. Nope, not at all. Just about bacon and how much I love it.
As this goes back to our Twitter discussion earlier, that you know, kids live their lives differently, and kids live their lives on Facebook now. So I think this is a bigger problem for teenagers than it is for old dicks like us.
Yeah, well, how happy are you that you're married? Because I know just having a girlfriend, I'm happy that you're not out there where, you know, it was a long, long time ago where you would just Google the person that you were going on a blind date with. Now they get to see your whole life before they meet you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and that's the thing is my wife and I have been together forever. So, like, I started Facebook because she was on it. Like, I had fought it forever, and she was always talking about this Facebook thing, and I was like, what? How am I supposed to manage my MySpace account and a Facebook account? My entire timeline exists while in the relationship I'm at right now, so I don't have anything weird on there that she wouldn't want to see because she's seen it all. She lived it.
Right, and while this all happens, Google Plus just cries in the corner and says, why not us? You hate that other thing. Come on.
Well, that's what this story goes on to say, that it might start pushing more people towards Google Plus. And to that I say, and that's the news, Metro.
Download Metro and Gordon Do the Internet and take it with you. Just search Metro and Gordon Do the Internet in the iTunes Store. Share with friends, annoy your neighbors. It's fun for the whole family.
Psycho killer.
Good morning. I'm here to connect Matthew for his interview.
Okay. M. William Phelps.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
1 second.
Some very pretty music considering we're getting ready to talk to an expert on serial killing. And then he hides the bodies in the basement.
Almost makes it creepier.
Good morning.
M. William Phelps. Hello, sir. How are you?
Please feel free to call me Matthew.
Hello, Matthew.
M. period William Phelps is just a little bit of anonymity, so people don't drive by my house and throw things at me.
Matthew William Phelps is here with us, Investigation Discovery's Dark Minds. Now, can we dig into your past a little bit before we talk about the new show?
Uh-oh.
You were actually one of the advisors as far as Dexter was concerned. They relied on you a little bit.
Yeah, well, I consulted before the first season started. I consulted on some crime scenes, and I actually designed some crime scenes for them so they were as authentic as possible, because I had written so many books about serial killers and have made my life about, you know, crime and murder. I know what is at a crime scene and what is not. So they use my expertise. It was really a privilege, and it was really fun to do that.
Have you watched like recent episodes to see what their crime scenes look like now? Have they taken liberties with them?
Well, to me, the show kind of jumped the shark last season or the season before that. So I've kind of stayed away from it, and it's a little bit cartoonish now. I hope the producers aren't listening. I hope they hire me again. Because it was really good money, actually.
I have that discussion with so many people. I know that your feelings are certainly not, you know, isolated to you.
The crime scenes now are kind of over the top, and I get it. I get that it's fiction. But let me tell you, when you look into this stuff, as I did, you know, obviously on this series and in my work, my book work, as I looked into it on Dark Minds, you don't have to make stuff up. What I find is just more compelling than the actual, you know, truth is stranger than fiction. And if some of us or some of them on dramatic television just did a little bit of research, boy, they could create some really incredible crime scenes and stories based on real crime.
Talking to Matthew William Phelps right now. He's a famed crime author and TV host, has teamed up with a criminal profiler and a serial killer for his new show, Dark Minds, which is on Investigation Discovery. What is happening in Dark Minds?
Well, Dark Minds is something I've been working on for a number of years and creating. And what it is in a nutshell is Silence of the Lambs meets Criminal Minds, only it's real. I'm out there. I'm an investigative journalist. I hit the brick. I pick a cold case, a serial killer case. I hit the brick, knock on doors, and then I go back and I consult with a criminal profiler extraordinaire, John Kelly, one of my mentors throughout the years, and a friend on the inside that Kelly's had for 10 years, who we call 13, and he's a bona fide serial killer who offers his insight into the mind of a serial killer that I'm chasing.
And I think that's the obvious question, and I know that he's a friend of John's, but was there any sort of process for finding the right serial killer for the show?
No. It was something that the more that I spoke to John with over the years and the more that he told me about 13, I realized, you know what, this guy's incredible. We would send him documentation about a case I'm working on, and he would study it, and then he'd give his opinion on the type of person we're looking for. He has helped John Kelly profile cases for years, close to 10 years, so it's not new for him. What's new for him is that's just I'm taking it now to TV.
Wednesdays at 10 on Investigation Discovery, it is Dark Minds, and Matthew William Phelps is with us right now. He is one of the hosts of the show and part of everything and dealing with the serial killer 13. Is there a tip-off with people that you know and you see in your everyday life where you know, I should maybe watch that guy a little bit?
Here's the advice I give. Your next-door neighbor's kid is, you know, hanging the squirrels from the tree and skinning them and, you know, poking at them with sticks. You know, you go, oh, my goodness, that kid is weird. And then you find out that the kid is, you know, you don't move away yet. Right? Because, you know, he's just weird. He's hurting the neighborhood animals. He's going to grow up to be a nut. Okay. If he's not already. And then you find out that that same kid is being sexually abused. Whoa. You better be starting to look for houses at that point in another neighborhood. And then you find out that he's committing violence at school and he's committing violence in his home and he's like 12 years old. You should just pack everything and leave at that point because you have now the package of a serial killer in the making next door to you. So that's what I like to say.
That just scared the hell out of me, and I don't know my neighbors, which makes it worse.
It's true, though. You know, and I should add, if he's wet in the bed, that's a definite.
Oh, no.
That's the only thing I know about my neighbors.
Is that they're bedwetters?
Mm-hmm.
Live next door to a house full of bedwetters.
We can joke about it, and, you know, we have to because it's so dark. But, you know, on Dark Minds, when you hear 13, when you hear him talking about a case, you'll hear him talking about the killer I'm hunting uses a knife. And you'll hear 13, we ask him, why a knife? And he says a knife is personal. A knife gets you in the moment. Yeah. And the way he describes this, he's reliving it. To him, it's just another thing that he's discussing. It's not somebody's life or murder.
Wow.
It's this next thing.
Well, Matthew William Phelps, thank you for significantly ruining my day. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
The show is called Dark Minds. It's on Investigation Discovery. You can check it out Wednesday nights at 10. Best of luck. I hope there's no hanging squirrels in your neighborhood, and best of luck with the show.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. I had a good time. I appreciate it.
You're listening to Metro and Gordon Do the Internet. If only there was a dislike button. Am I right?
As you know, Metro, every week a different Facebook friend of ours sponsors each and every episode.
Mm-hmm.
This week, we'd like to thank Stefan Klank for sponsoring episode 4. Stefan is into things like the Adirondack Phantoms, the 76ers, the Flyers, the Eagles, and the Flyers again. Oh, he's also into Flyers fans.
Oh, he's into Flyers fans. Yeah. So he likes him some sports, huh?
Uh-huh. Music. Red Hot Chili Peppers, SRV, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Blues Brothers, Pink Floyd, Sting. It goes on and on. His favorite book, though, out of all the books in the world, and this makes sense.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
The Guinness Book of World Records, 2012.
Ah, he's updated.
This year, I hear this is the year for Guinness Book.
They're like fine wines. You got to pick the right one.
He digs sci-fi movies, action and comedies, loves Jimmy Fallon and Shark Week. Likes Mario Kart for the Wii, and his interests are Steve Jobs, so...
Oh, what's he been up to lately?
Oh, what has Stefan been up to? He wants to know, anybody ready for fact or crap? I know I am. Ernest Evans became Chubby Checker as a tribute to Fats Domino. Fact or crap?
Wow, he's got like his own bit.
Yeah, and also, yay!
What? I'm sorry, what's that one more time?
Yay!
Uh-huh. So do we know his Chubby Checker factor crap? Did he give an answer?
No, he never answers them.
Damn it, Stefan! Don't leave me hanging out here!
So if you would like more factor crap, head to Stefan Clank's Facebook page, and maybe he'll let you in.
Well, thank you, Stefan, for sponsoring this week's episode. Remember, you can also sponsor an episode. Just leave a comment on one of our Facebook pages, or one of the websites where Metro and Gordon Do the Internet is posted. Remember, Gordon... You can subscribe to Metro and Gordon Do the Internet and get it sent to you as soon as we post it.
Oh, yeah? Where is that?
Ah, that is on iTunes. Just search Metro and Gordon Do the Internet on iTunes. Just hit the little subscribe button. And there's a good chance you might get it before anybody else does.
That is true. That is very true.
So please go on and subscribe, and thank you for listening to this. We've wasted probably over 2 hours of your life now if you've listened to all the episodes. So
hey, nowhere near the amount of time that we've wasted recording them.
That's so true. All right, Gordon, well, thank you for another week. I'm sure we'll meet here same time next week.
Yeah, for many hours. What did you think of this week?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I lost you.
I said, what did you think of this week?
Yep, yeah, I lost you. Let's just wrap it up. Goodbye. Thank you, everybody.
Wait, can you hear me? Hey! Hey! Hey!
This has been another episode of Metro and Gordon Do the Internet. We're sorry. We'll try harder next time.